"What's up, my dopamine fam? Logan Cruz here, and I gotta ask, ever feel like your inner critic has a permanent backstage pass to your brain? Like that tiny voice in your head is always there, whispering doubts and negativity, even when you're slaying it? We all have those moments, right? It's easy to get caught in the trap of negative self-talk, but guess what? You have the power to turn the script around. And that, my friends, is exactly what we're diving into today, the power of positive self-talk. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh, not another pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Pollyanna who lives in a world of rainbows and unicorns. It's about recognizing the incredible impact our words have on our minds and actions. Imagine this. Every time you think something negative about yourself, it's like throwing a bucket of ice water on your motivation and confidence. But when you replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations, it's like pouring sunshine on your soul. It shifts your entire perspective and unlocks your true potential. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of positive self-talk. Number 1. Become aware of your inner critic. Seriously, pay attention to those negative voices. What are they saying? When do they show up? Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free. Ever notice how those critical voices tend to be loudest when you're stressed or facing a challenge? That's them trying to sabotage your success. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often those negative thoughts are based on fear, insecurities, or past experiences that no longer serve you. Remember, your brain is a powerful tool. Don't let it become your enemy. Number 3. Replace negativity with positivity. This doesn't mean becoming delusional. It means consciously choosing to focus on the good things about yourself and your situation. Start small. Instead of thinking, I messed that up, try saying, I learned something from that. Instead of, I'm not good enough, say, I'm capable of achieving great things. Number 4. Use affirmations. These are powerful statements that you repeat to yourself regularly, reinforcing positive beliefs about yourself. Find affirmations that resonate with you and make them a part of your daily routine. Say them out loud, write them down, or even visualize them. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important takeaway. We all make mistakes. We all have flaws. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a close friend. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and success, just as you are. Now, let's get real. Think about a time when you were facing a challenge. Maybe a big presentation at work, an audition, or even just a tough conversation with a loved one. How did your inner critic show up? Did it whisper doubts in your ear, making you feel anxious and unsure? Or did you manage to silence those negative voices and approach the situation with confidence and clarity? Maybe you were preparing for a big exam and felt overwhelmed by all the material. Your inner critic might have said things like, "You're going to fail," or "This is too hard." But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you decided to focus on your strengths and remind yourself that you had prepared well and were capable of succeeding. See, you already have the power to influence your own thoughts and actions. Remember, my dopamine fam, the power of positive self. Talk isn't a magic wand. It takes conscious effort and practice, but the rewards are immense. By cultivating a more positive inner dialogue, you unlock a world of possibilities. Increase confidence, reduce stress, improved relationships, and ultimately, a happier and more fulfilling life. So, what's your next step? Start by becoming aware of your negative thoughts and actively replacing them with positive affirmations. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these powerful words. And most importantly, remember that you are capable of amazing things. Keep crushing it, Dopamine Fam. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.